The gathering is sponsored by the Snyderville Recreation District and Utah Open Lands. District Director Rena Jordan said it takes place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday.
This is a 1,200-acre property that was conserved through the public's money and Utah Open Lands holds a conservation easement on, but the Beener family still owns the property, and they have allowed us to open it up to take the public out for the first time since this conservation easement was obtained a year and a half ago.
The head of Utah Open Lands, Wendy Fisher, said eventually there will be three trail connections through the property.
As we work on the management plans for both High Ute and Toll Canyon, those trail connections will come together on the High Ute and then also over into Toll Canyon. But those trails are not built yet. There is one on the very top of High Ute that's part of the Mid-Mountain Trail. So that is there. And, of course, there's one on the side between the Powderwood Condominiums and High Ute that's on the High Ute Ranch as well.
The county is also considering a plan to have the Recreation District acquire the title to 325 acres at the top of Summit Park, now held by the state. Jordan said that will also be an important addition.
That piece of property is very perfectly strategic to the rest of the properties that Wendy described in Toll Canyon, the Roberts parcel, where it's in the middle of that area. And so the contiguous open space that we're creating through these acquisitions and opportunities are huge for the community.
Rena Jordan, manager for the Snyderville Recreation District, and Wendy Fisher, head of Utah Open Lands. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.